through a new process for selecting what we called exemplar emails to frame the issues for the court's review. And it was agreed that the ATI representatives could use the emails that were in the public domain from the stolen cash at the University of East Anglia to frame their arguments as to why the emails were not exempt under FOIA, that the university and Dr. Mann could identify exemplars from those emails in the university's possession already, and then that the exemplars would be submitted to the court for in-camera review to help frame the arguments over whether the exemplar emails were subject to exemptions under the Virginia FOIA law. Shortly after this new protective order was entered into, ATI filed separate motions seeking to obtain the emails through